Welcome, spiritual scientists, to Kingdom University's weekly prayer devotional. This one is God's Kind Intent, and it is your first weekly prayer devotional, so we really welcome you here and congratulate you on making the choice to continue your journey to your answered prayers guaranteed. Just a few reminders. We consider you as family because anyone with whom we're processing the Word of God feels like family to us. You'll continue to hear us use the phrase processing the Word often because that's what we consider our discussion with you. As we share with you and you give us feedback in the comment section of the Kingdom University Prayer Devotional area, on our website or on Facebook, etc., you are and we are processing this word into our spirits and our lives, giving you and us the marvelous results our good and faithful Father has planned. Remember, our definition of spiritual scientist is a person who studies the Bible and is led by Holy Spirit with the purpose of gaining insight into why and how a prayer was answered or not. There really is an explanation. There is a cause behind the final result. Now, a very important point for your success is to be sure and read and apply the prayer devotional action steps. They are printed after the prayer and are another critical piece that helps you process the word into your spirit and life, giving you the marvelous results our good and faithful Father has planned. Now, last thing before the prayer, we continue to receive great feedback, so we must continue to send you a big thank you. So thank you very much. We really appreciate you letting us know what's important to you. So can you also let us know how the prayer devotional action steps are? Let us know, are they clear and easy to follow? We surely hope so. Because of the critical role that they play in your success, we really want to get them right and make them super easy to complete. So please reply to this email with your suggestions. We really value your input. Here's your devotional. In reading the Bible one day, a passage stood out to me. It was all this great stuff about how God felt about us and had provided for us. The really wonderful thing about it is it had nothing to do with me, nothing to do with who I am, how I perform, or not, or any of that. It was all because of His kind intent. I wrote that phrase down, knowing God would expound on that later to me in my spirit and help me to share it with you. So personalize this and drink in His love for you. Let Him, His love, fill you up. Remember it often. Especially when Satan, through co-workers, past or present supervisors, interviewers, friends, family, or your own thoughts, tries to tell you otherwise. Make it your own. See yourself in it. Make it very personal. Your kind intent. Father God, I don't know what or who I am that you are mindful of me. You graciously and helpfully care for, visit, and look after me. You have made and ranked me a little lower than yourself. You have crowned me with glory and honor and set me over the works of your hands. You have put all things under my feet, putting everything that affects me in subjection to me, with the exception of other people, of course. You left nothing outside of my control. Hallelujah. You made the decision to love me and have told me you do not change, and it's impossible for you to lie. So I rest in the truth that you love me. I still don't know why, but I receive it and thank you for it. You arranged for my reconciliation to you while I was yet a sinner. You were the last thing on my mind, and I actively worked against you. You loved me anyway. Sent your best. You sent Jesus for me. So I thank you, Father, for giving me faith so that when I heard your gospel, I received it and your blessed salvation, taking myself out of the fool category. That says there is no God. I thank you, Father, that you chose me, actually picked me out for yourself as your own before the foundation of the world, to be holy, set apart for you, and blameless, even above reproach before you. You destined and planned for me to be adopted as your own child through Jesus Christ because it pleased you and was your kind intent. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you and praise you. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now, in your printed version, there are the scriptures that we base this prayer on because we don't want you to think that we made any of that up. So please refer to the scriptures, read the scriptures, and feel free to share. Share the printed version, share the audio if you'd like. And here are your prayer devotional action steps. They will help you to commune and fellowship with your good and faithful Father. Because faith in God's Word really does come by hearing, reading, and focusing on God's Word. That's from Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. And God's Word is critical to your prayer working successfully. These instructions are a vital component to you receiving your answered prayers. Step 1. Read the prayer for basic understanding and write down the first thing that comes to you. Expect your good and faithful Father to speak to you. That's important that you expect it. Expect your good and faithful Father to speak to you because you are his sheep and you do hear his voice. That's from John chapter 10 and verse 27. Next, read the scriptures several times. Meditate on, think about them throughout the day. Write down any additional thoughts. Again, expect your good and faithful Father to speak to you. Now repeat this process as often as you can for as long as it takes. And what that means, as long as it takes, means until you sense confidence, meaning that you have a sense that is true when you think or say your main point from the prayer to yourself. And what your main point is, the main thing that stands out to you, the main thing that you feel that you're praying when you read through the prayer. When you say that to yourself or think it to yourself and you really sense that is true for me, then faith is there. It's time for you to pray. Now you pray the prayer with confidence, which is with faith in what God has said. With faith that what God has said to you is true. And then continually praise him for this truth. Now, FYI is that this prayer is written so that you can say it, you can confess it, you can declare it. You can thank and praise God with it as often as you'd like or you need. And this whole process continually strengthens your faith and keeps his goodness flowing in your life. So it is very important. Now for feedback. We really value the comments and all feedback we receive. So after taking time to process and apply this prayer to your life, please come back and let us know. Let us know, how did this prayer impact you? How do you see yourself applying this prayer to your life? What did you hear inside in your spirit while reading or meditating or listening to or praying this prayer? Your experiences with the Word are a valued contribution to the lives of others, so please be bold and share your victory testimonies, your comments, or questions by going to your Kingdom University prayer devotional area where you are likely listening to this audio. And there is a comment section at the bottom of each prayer devotional where you can leave those victory testimonies, your comments, or questions. You can also go to our website, which is theworddietbook.com, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thewordDiet. Now, the Word Diet keeps coming up because I don't know if you know that is my husband and I have published a couple of books, and the Word Diet is in both titles. So you can see that on our website, again, thewordDietBook.com. Also, in the printed version, the links are in the printed version, so makes it very easy. Now, please share your victories with your friends as well by sharing the email that we sent you along with your encouragement to them regarding how it's affecting your prayer results. Your victories really are a blessing, an inspiration, and a light to show the way. As you receive positive results, you will be helping others by sharing that with them. Just one more thing. Look forward to the next weekly prayer devotional. It focuses on getting you into your promised land. You are blessed to be a blessing. Talk to you next time.